It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. Colorado's federal lawmakers split along party lines when it came to a short-term government funding measure. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democratic Senators Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper voted against a short-term government funding measure over health care. Hickenlooper blamed the shutdown on Republicans, saying Democrats are ready to work with Republicans to lower health care costs for Americans. Colorado Republicans, however, countered Democrats were holding the government hostage over a costly policy proposal. Republican Representative Jeff Hurd said House Republicans passed a responsible plan to keep the government open that did not have any partisan riders and keeps funding at current levels. The Senate is expected to vote again on the House bill and keep doing so until it passes. Meanwhile, the House will remain on recess until next week. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Colorado Bureau of Investigation will review the death of renowned journalist and author Hunter S. Thompson. CPR's Haley May has more.
The move comes more than 20 years after the 67-year-old was found dead at his home in Woody Creek from an alleged self-inflicted gunshot wound. While there is no new evidence suggesting foul play, CBI is taking the case back up at the suggestion of the Pitkin County Sheriff's Office following a request from his widow, Anita Thompson. Hunter is best known for his works, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, The Rum Diary, and Hell's Angels, for which he spent time embedded with the notorious motorcycle gang documenting their lives. There is no firm deadline on when the investigation might be complete. Haley May, CPR News.
Several new fire stations are now open in Pueblo and Colorado Springs. Officials say they'll help meet the demands from a growing population on the north side of both cities and improve response times. The cost to build the new station in Colorado Springs was around $13.4 million. In Pueblo, the two new stations are part of a total $37 million project, which includes a third station still under construction. This is KRCC and CPR News.